Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
Center with what's causing that.
Warmer than average ocean temperatures, and this was the case last year as well. You know, warm waters that provide that fuel for these storms to really intensify and develop.
As many as five major hurricanes are in the forecast this hurricane season. Canada is experiencing an especially difficult wildfire season. Don Wubbles with the University of Illinois says climate change is partly to blame.
It's not that climate change causes wildfires, but that causes wildfires to be more intense.
For the first time in nearly a quarter of a century, the Indiana Pacers are headed to the NBA Finals.
The Pacers dominated down the stretch to beat the Knicks in Game 6 of the East Finals Saturday night, 125-108, advancing to the NBA Finals for just the second time in franchise history.
CBS's Erica Herskowitz. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is known for its drinking culture, and women are at higher risk of negative health impacts than men. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Experts say alcohol impacts women differently than men, affecting every system in the body and potentially leading to hundreds of conditions, including cardiovascular diseases and some types of cancers. Dr. George Koob directs the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. He says women absorb and metabolize alcohol differently and tend to have a higher blood alcohol level than men after consumption because of body water distribution.
The pathology associated with alcohol is just generally worse in women than in men and progress more quickly. Everything from emergency department visits, hospitalization, liver transplants, and even deaths among women compared to men.
And are more likely to self-medicate with alcohol. Nearly 30% of Wisconsin adults binge drink at least once per month. Koob notes that in the past 50 years, the prevalence of drinking for women has caught up to men, and some evidence suggests that women progress more quickly in the stages of addiction to alcohol than men. He advises being aware of any family history of alcohol use disorder, since addiction can have genetic and environmental components.
Alcohol is a social lubricant. It's an intricate part of our society, but its toxicity is dose dependent. So the more you drink, the more of the problems there are.
Research shows even one drink per day can increase a woman's risk for breast cancer by up to 15%. Currently, the U.S. dietary guidelines for women are one drink in a 24-hour period. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The crew clobbers the Phillies.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Phillies 17-7 at Citizens Bank Park. Milwaukee was leading 12-1 by the end of the fourth. Jackson Churio, four hits, including one home run, five runs scored. Reese Hoskins, a pair of home runs, six runs batted in against his former team, the Phillies.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys on, especially as an offense and with our speed. That puts a ton of pressure on the pitchers to make quality pitches, but also pay attention to what's going on the bases. But you know, for us to be able to give the bullpen a little bit of a rest after what they've done for us this past month is huge.
The Brewers now 31-28, 5.5 games behind the Cubs. The series wrapping up today. We'll have a full recap tonight. In golf, the final round of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills today. NBA, the Pacers eliminate the Knicks last night, 125-108, to advance to the NBA Finals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny, but smoky skies overhead for today and cool as well. Highs in the lower 60s. A southeast wind will develop this afternoon. It'll be light. Tonight, a few clouds, lower 50s. Sunshine, smoky Monday, and upper 70s. Currently 41 degrees.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by senior ranking member of the state's Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Jackson, to talk about the Republicans' cuts that will affect you and yours.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Music of the stars. And guess what? It's June. And then you go, it is? Doesn't seem like it. No, it doesn't, does it? Just kind of snuck up on us. And it's like, hi, I'm here. And you go, say what? It's 50 degrees here at our studio. Because a little bit of summer is what the whole year is all about. And if these June nights could talk, they might say something like, I invented romance. End quote. I can never get tired of June. No, come on. You winter lovers out there. The kind that go, ah, when the snow's falling. You know, I mean. The Civic Media Radio Network and the Music of the Stars, all the way to high noon central on most of these Civic Media radio stations. Something about June, it's never looked more beautiful than it does right now. You might say it's honest. Vulnerable, even. Live in the sunshine. And the living is easy. The Music of the Stars. Alfred Newman's last movie score. Johnny Mathis.
We've proven romance is still the best of everything. That sudden it's done, and not the fun it seems. You walk through the night, just groping, it's still alright. You're hoping love can be all or nothing. But even when it's nothing, it's still the best of everything.
Interesting picture, rather soapy, if I may say so, and I guess I may. The best of everything. Stephen Boyd, Hope Lang, Susie Parker, Martha Heyer, Louis Jordan, Brian Ahern, Robert Evans, who later took over Paramount, and Joan Crawford. Signature songs of the 50s. Stories of young women yearning for love and success in New York City. They make fertile, romantic, and dramatic stories. The 50s are rife with movies like that. Well, there's the bright new employee, Carolyn. That's Hope Lang. She's engaged to her boyfriend, and that turns sour, and so she strikes up a relationship with, well, more on that in a bit. I'm Lou Regani, and you're the best audience anywhere, because you get it. Julie Lunder.
In June, a shady veranda under a Sunday blue sky. Memphis in June, and Cousin Amanda's making a rhubarb pie. I can hear the clock inside a ticking and talking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street, still a rockin', watching the neighbors go by. Memphis in June with sweet oleander blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise, brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in
Steve Lawrence had an interesting song that nobody seems to remember. It's based on Claude Debussy's Clair de Lune. I have to find that because I know that Steve didn't sell many copies of that. Why is a mystery? The music of the stars all the way till high noon central. Some of these stations don't carry us all the way, but I'll tell you that if that happens, you can always pick us up worldwide. The station is civicmedia.us worldwide.
Thank you.
That's Ward Swingle and the Swingle Singers. I know it sounds funny. It is funny. It's Ward Swingle put together this group, and they were extremely popular all through the middle to later 60s and into the 70s, and then they didn't stop recording, but they lost favor with the disc jockeys all over the Americas, except for this one. I like Claude Debussy, and wasn't the nicest guy in the world in real life. But he sure knew how to write a story about the moon, didn't he? And we've got some stuff for you here, too, all the way straight on. Stay with us till high noon if you can. And you can if you listen in on civicmedia.us. Steve Lawrence.
I call her Clair de Lune. She walks by moonlight, my Clair de Lune. And when the moon's bright, I'll see her on some sandy beach or on a hilltop, smiling just out of my reach. I reach for Clair de Lune, as one obsessed might look for the moon, as one possessed might see something others don't see. I see her face and I hear a strange melody. Strange and sweet is the haunting thing. Ooh. How strange and sweet this dream. I run to meet her, but like all dreams, mine ends too soon. For just as I approach my Clair de Lune, she fades and vanishes just like the moon. And I am left with but the
a fanfare. Welcome, June. Ada Garmay.
Love is a season within our hearts. We never know when it will come and go. Love is a season, no calendar charts. There is no date for it. You simply wait for it. You wait for it while the summer turns to fall. Wondering, will it never ever come along at all? Then suddenly, like the spring smiling over the hill, love says hello. And there's that warm and wondrous world you can't deny. Though you know that love is a season within your heart that just might suddenly smile and say goodbye. Over the hill, love says hello, and there's that warm and wondrous world you can't deny. Though you know that love is a season within your heart that just might suddenly smile and say goodbye.
Edie Garmay, and can you think of one song that has the word June in it? Yeah, just one. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about.
And here's Gordon McRae. Thank you, Jimmy.
June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June.
June, June, June.
Yes, because it's June, June, June. March went out like a lion, whipping up the water in the bay.
Then April cried and stepped aside, and along came pretty little May.
May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a crowd of doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer'd never come. But it's coming, by gum. You can feel it come. You can feel it in your heart. You can see it in the ground. You can hear it in the trees. You can smell it in a breeze. Look around.
Look around.
Look around.
Look around.
Look around.
Look around. All over.
And all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out. out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence,
right on the fence.
Because it's June.
June, June, June.
Yes, because it's June, June, June.
Hi, Gordon McRae out of Carousel. Now, I see Robin's wearing parkas. I don't know. These are the Everlys.
June is as cold as December. June is as cold as December. Here comes June, a vision of love. Like a sweet caress. Every boy she meets, she sets his heart aglow. They think she's the answer to their dreams, but they don't know. June is as cold as December.
In today's video, we're going to be diving into the upcoming pattern, taking a look at, obviously, colder times ahead, as we've already been dealing with, as we're in a basically Arctic blast pattern, where constant Arctic blasts from northern Canada are just blasting down into the eastern and central United States. Unfortunately, some recent trends, we've obviously been talking about the 4th, 5th for the warm-up, that might be a little bit more brief than we originally anticipated, as models are now kind of starting to trend towards cold coming back after that, which is just so aggravating. We're going to have to take a look at that on today's model run, so I can kind of fill you guys in on that.
We are the boys who will make you think again, because who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done? Mr. Brown goes off to town on the A21, but he comes home each evening and he's ready with his gun. So watch out, Mr. Hitler, you have met your match in us. If you think you can crush us, we're afraid you've missed the bus. 'Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
Opposed to one singular model, which is going to be good in this type of circumstance. So that's why I decided to make that switch oftentimes with these.
Let it get you.
Michael Bublé.
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, you're shut down in May. I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I say that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on your dreams. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this final world keep spinning round. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and up. But I know one thing, each time I find myself a flat on this face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. I can't deny it. I thought I couldn't, baby. This heart wasn't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and up. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. But my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come this here to life, I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna roll myself in a big ball and
Bublé, music of the star. Francis Elber, big hit.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new,
beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you, I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never. Fickle friend, the summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
That's Nelson Riddle. And Johnny Mercer wrote that. Les Brown, the Band of Renown. That's Don Fagerquist on trumpet. Les Brown, the Band of Renown. Rosie Clooney. Music of the Star.
Pet me, Papa, Papa, pet me nice. Pet me, Papa, Papa, melt the ice. If you don't want me out roaming the city, talk to me pretty, here.
kitty, kitty, and pet me, papa, papa, pet me nice. Pet me, papa, papa, pet me good. Pet me, papa, proper like you should. If you care to keep me home by the fire, especially when it's time to retire, well, pet me, papa, papa, pet me good. Warm up my saucer of milk and maybe I'll purr. Lay out my cushion of silk, don't rumple my fur. Reach over and pet me, papa, papa, pet me nice. Pet me, papa, papa, melt the ice. If you don't want me out roaming the city, talk to me pretty. Here, kitty, kitty, and pet me, papa, that's my good advice. Pet me, papa, papa, pet me nice. Pet me, papa, papa, pet me. Warm up my saucer of milk and maybe I'll purr. Lay out my cushion of silk, don't rumple my fur. Reach over and pet me, papa, papa, pet me nice. Pet me, papa, papa, melt the ice. If you don't want me out roaming the city, talk to me pretty. Here, kitty, kitty, and pet me, papa, that's my good advice. Warm up my saucer of milk, get my cushion of silk, stroke my fur, you hear me purr now, papa, pet me nice.
That is Rosie. Ah, but you knew that. Frank Lesser, Guys and Dolls. Stubby K.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, this guy says the horse can do, if he says the horse can do, can do.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9. But make it epitaph, he wins it by a half. Can't do this here in the telegraph.
For Paul Revere I'll bite, I hear his foot's all right. Of course it all depends if it's red last night.
I know it's Valentine, the morning works look fine. You know the jockey's brother's a friend of mine.
And just a minute, boys, I got the feedbox noise. It says the great-grandfather was equipoise. I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from a handy capper that's real sincere.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9. So make it epitaph, he wins by a half. According to this here in the telegraph, epitaph,
Paul Revere,
I got the horse right here.
Very interesting. And maybe with honest dice, I can make a pass to save his soul. And yours, and yours, and yours.
Marlon Brando sings.
I roll these dice.
From Guys and Dolls.
And on that roll, I'm going to bet each of you $1,000 against your soul.
Frank Sinatra wanted this. Wasn't happy that Marlon got it.
If I win, all of you show up at the mission tonight. Have I got a bet?
Let me get this. Hold on. Let me get this. If you lose, then you got to give us each $1,000, huh? But if you win, then we all got to show up at the Mission Dolls Cabaret.
Save a soul mission, midnight tonight, one meeting.
If you lose, $1,000 apiece?
$1,000 apiece.
Well, that's okay by me.
Sure. What if I got the rules?
Yeah.
What's the delay, Sky? You turning chicken?
You know better than that, horse. You see me roll for twice as much. Only I got a lot more than money riding on this one.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight. Lady wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I bet my life on this roll. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
What are you scared of?
Luck be a lady tonight.
Marlon Brando, Guys and Dolls, Dino.
Boo-lee-oo, boo-lee-oo, boy, have I got news for you. I got a feeling, happy feeling, this is my lucky day. Don't want to sing the blues no more, not gonna feel this way. I'm gonna rock it, cause in my pockets I got a load of green. I want to spread the word around, so you'll know what I mean. Boo-lee-oo, boo-lee-oo, boy, have I got news for you. I'm going to march, march, march along the avenue. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing my lucky song. I'm going to fly, fly, fly like little birdies do. Spread your wings and come along. I'm going to live, live, live it up along the way. So tell me, how can things go wrong? Hey, brother, what? Heyday, this has been my lucky payday and my lucky song. Boo-lee-oo, boo-lee-oo, boy, have I got news for you. Boo-boo-ba-da-wa, boo-boo-ba-da-wa, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-wa. Bows, 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 who's got a song? Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-coo-woo-woo-woo. Hip-a-da-wa, hip-a-da-wa, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
Da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-sing-a-long.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The Atlantic hurricane season starts today.
We're calling for 13 to 19 named storms. Of these, 6 to 10 are forecast to become hurricanes.
Hurricane season is being called above normal, with more hurricane activity this year than last year. The season runs through November 30th. Wildfires to the north are causing health concerns in the upper Midwest.
About 22 million Americans in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, the Dakotas, Ohio, and Illinois are under air quality alerts because of the hovering smoke from the Canadian wildfires.
That's CBS's Elise Preston. Delegates at the Asia-Pacific Security Conference are wondering about China's intentions toward Taiwan.
China has said it's going to take Taiwan, if necessary, by force. The big question is America going to come and defend Taiwan?
That's the BBC's Frank Gardner covering the conference in Singapore. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.